Yeah, like, I love how the first time we're on video, we're not even showing our real faces. Like, what is that?
Cullen the Caterpillar Halloween Super Sour.
I thought it would be really fun to go on to ChatGPT and ask it to give us a scary story.
Bugle drop the sprag.
Welcome back to the Helpful Gardeners podcast. Cullen, we can see us.
I know, right? What's going on? Like, am I going to be sitting here the whole time just shell-shocked staring at the camera?
This is... For those of you who are not watching us right now, we have started just like a little teaser of a video portion of the podcast that we're hoping to roll out shortly. So you might notice if you're watching us for the first time, there could be a little bit of some... you know, kinks that we need to work out, but we're learning. And you will also get this fun, like, what are we dressed as today?
Well, garden gnomes.
We're garden gnomes. This is the Halloween special.
And garden gnomes are helpful in the garden.
Yeah, exactly.
They really are. And I would just like to bring up the fact that as of today...
you look ridiculous.
Oh, I look ridiculous. But you look awesome.
I can't see me.
But, actually, Brandy, that is not your real name.
Oh.
And my name is not Cullen. No. I have here a gnome name generator.
A gnome name generator.
Yes. So, first initial.
Okay. B.
Okay. Nimble.
Nimble.
Nimble. Last initial.
W.
Clover.
Oh, nimble clover.
Birth month.
July.
The lucky. You're Nimble Clover the Lucky. That's your name.
Nimble. I have to write this down or else I'm going to forget. Nimble Clover the Lucky?
Yes.
Okay, the Lucky. What's yours?
Feather Cloak the Loyal.
The Loyal. The Loyal and the Lucky. That's a pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
Feather Cloak. It sounds like a thief, but I'm loyal. I'm a loyal thief.
And I'm Nimble Clover.
Yeah, Nimble Clover. And the great thing is yours worked out great because clovers are lucky.
Yes, that's right.
And you're Nimble Clover the Lucky.
And a Milan alternative.
And you're wearing a green hat, which is a color of clover.
I forgot.
Oh my, the gnome generator works.
So we got a little inspired before the show and we were like, oh, I wonder where gnomes come from and like gnome facts. And I feel like that's only appropriate for our Halloween special. Yeah. So garden gnomes were actually first produced in the 19th century in Germany by a sculptor by the name of Philipp Gribel.
That's it. Why did you not call them gribbles instead of gnomes?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Hey, do you like my garden gribble?
Actually, they were called Gartensburg. I'm so sorry if you're German.
They were called Gartensburg Neuflegenberg.
But they were actually made of clay, and then they switched to resin and plastic by the 70s. But that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gnome facts. Gnomes have a life expectancy of 400 years.
But it's because they're so little.
They're so little.
Yeah.
There's three categories of mass-produced gnomes. There's worker gnomes who always carry tools. There are at-ease gnomes who typically carry a pipe. And then cultural gnomes who have musical instruments.
Really?
So we have one here.
He looks like a relaxed gnome.
That looks like a very relaxed gnome.
What about another one that you commonly see? My mouth doesn't fit in the lip thing here. Another one you commonly see.
All I'm tasting is fur right now. Like, no, right? Is this how people with beards feel like?
Oh, I wonder. It's literally white fluff. So that's one of the little things that we'll have to work out on camera.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot where I was going with, but oh yeah, you see gnomes mm-hmm. with holding like little birds.
Yeah.
And stuff. What category do they fall into?
Relax. They're having a good time.
I wouldn't be relaxed if I was holding a bird. No. I'd be like, holy hell, I've got a bird in my...
So the bird variety of gnomes, maybe there's a whole new category.
Yeah.
But here's another interesting fact about gnomes is that gnomes are generally vegetarian.
Oh, yeah? There we go.
They like preserves for dessert. They eat like foods like nuts, mushrooms, potatoes, And they like to drink mead dew made from fermented honey, fermented raspberries, and spiced gin in a nightcap.
So they're little vegetarian alkies. Yeah.
And they like to kiss by rubbing noses.
Okay.
So
fair enough. Now here's something. Here's something that I find is a little, I'm going to be fidgeting with this beard the whole time. Here's something I wonder. Mm-hmm. You already see a massive discrepancy of?
What?
The height of gnomes.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. Hey, they don't even like, talk about the height
you see,
of gnomes.
You see like this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, he's like, what, that big? I don't know, like 10 inches?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you see other gnomes that are like this big.
Yeah.
So how big is a gnome?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that discrepancy, if you ratioed that to human size, would be like you got some humans that are like 5 foot tall and others that are like 11 feet tall.
Well, then let's just say today we're representing the taller gnomes.
Fair enough.
Well, today we wanted to kind of get on here and talk a little bit about Halloween. You know,
oh, that's why we dressed up.
That's. You just thought we wanted to be gnomes for well, just giggles?
It's the first time that we've got a video camera.
Yeah, like, I love how the first time we're on video, we're not even showing our real faces. Like, what is that?
It's better than being like... Exactly. Oh, I could also be a... If I had to.
Yeah.
Could be a bird. Oh. I could, see? Versatile. Gnomes are versatile,
we'll
too.
We'll reuse them for next year, right?
Yeah.
Be birds. But what are you doing for Halloween? You said last week that Jenny was very excited. So what's the update on that?
Nothing. No, okay. Doesn't mean that we're any less excited. Yeah. We just haven't got around to doing anything.
Are you going
to
be a garden gnome?
No, my job used to always be, I would take Harry out and Jenny would do the candy at the door.
Yeah.
But now Harry's big enough. He doesn't need me out. I don't even think he'll go trick or treating this year. I think last year I gave out the candy. I don't think Jenny was home. And I gave out the candy. So my job will just be a candy giver outer person. Trick or treat. I'm like, have all the treats you want.
Yeah. You know, that's my job too.
Yeah.
Like we're going over to my mom's house. We're ordering pizza.
Nice.
We're going to watch a movie. I'm going to dress as a garden gnome.
Oh, watch a movie?
Yes.
But it's going to constantly be interrupted.
I know. It's a movie. We're just going to watch a movie that I've never seen before, maybe.
That's even worse.
that I have seen before. Sorry. You're right. That doesn't make any sense. Watch something you've never seen.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Maybe I'll just do that. And like every time there's a scary scene, I'll just be like, look, the kids
candy.
Are at the door.
I'm glad you're the candy giver outer too.
Yeah.
Do you have an age limit?
In my opinion, I'm like, as long as they try, you know, if the spirit of Halloween is still there, I've never done that before.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, interesting, Brandy.
But I've never, you know, I'm like, if you try, but if you show up to my house and you're just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, like, no, there's no spirit there. There's no effort.
So yours isn't an age parameter. Mm-hmm. Okay. What if an 8-year-old showed up without a costume? You're going to say, oh,
no, ooh. I'll give him a costume instead of candy.
You'd be like, now you're a
gnome. I'll be like, here's the effort. It's like, but that's going to be a lot of fun. And it looks like the weather's going to be turning around mm-hmm. for Halloween as well. I'm curious to see if how many folks used all of their fall cleanup leaves as like decorations for their front yard. I know a couple episodes back, you were talking about your one client back in Montreal and she would say, don't touch anything, just leave everything. Yep. And I wonder how many other people are going to kind of do not exactly the same thing, but maybe bag up their leaves and leave them there and like in like a pumpkin
one
bag.
Of the best, that was the best invention ever when they came out with those pumpkin bags and those ghost bags.
Yep.
I don't think a lot of people think like that. I think it's like, I haven't seen anybody in my neighborhood. I've seen a couple of pumpkin bags.
Yeah.
But the vast majority are those big inflatable spooky decorations.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I saw this like fire breathing dragon and it was so much fun.
There's a house and I don't want to like dox anybody. So I'm not going to do it. Unfortunately, because I would also really love to dox this person. Am I using that term correctly?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Excellent. But there was a house. Oh my God, they must have had 30 of those inflatables on the yard.
Oh my goodness.
So Harry and I were done trick-or-treating and I'm like, I've got to take you to see this house. Mm-hmm. So we went to see it and it was amazing. And then opposite, like Kitty Corner, there was another house, much smaller, but tons of people were going there. So I'm like, okay, we got to go have a look. So we walked across the road and you walk up the steps and there's a porch, and hanging from the porch is a swing.
Oh, no.
And there's a little kid, but it's got a pumpkin head, and the swing is rocking backwards and forwards. Now, this is purely a doll, and it's going, come play with me. Come. And we're like, oh my God. And there's arrows. So we went down the side of the house, and there's like zip line that you couldn't see, but then bats are flying over your head.
Gosh.
We went into the backyard. Okay, I'm not making any of this up. And I'll tell you, I spoke to the guy because I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. They had a garden shed, mm-hmm. and they made it look like a prison cell. And there was somebody in a chair. And when you hit the button, you electrocuted them.
Oh my God.
They had a dog kennel. If you stood too close to it, the dog lunged out the kennel and started barking. The guy works in a animatronics studio for the movie industry here in Calgary.
Oh my gosh.
And he built it all himself.
Okay, bravo.
And
okay.
It was all done with, and it was creepy.
Yeah.
It, like, Harry must have been 8 or 9, and he was like, just going to hold your hand. and the amount of candy they were giving away was ridiculous. And the guy was like, oh, I live for Halloween.
Like, that's something you pay $30 to see.
Unbelievable, yeah.
And that's like, you're going there to get free stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would have paid an entrance to see that. It was like better than any haunted house I've ever seen. And he was like, super talking to the kids and friendly and being like, you want to try it again? Go again. Don't worry, blah, blah. I'm not going to dox them, but if you know where that is, you got to check it out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually a really good segue into our next topic of discussion, which is sort of like those like dangerous and toxic and just spooky kinds of plants mm-hmm. that there are in the world. You have a book here that I'm really interested in, and it talks a little bit more about that.
I do. So, this is, so we went to Alnick, and I'll spell it because that's how we pronounce it in Newcastle. It's Alnwick.
Okay.
And it's called Alnick Castle. And we went to see the garden, not the castle. I've seen enough castles in my life. If anybody is wondering what it is, it's also the castle, they used for, not warthogs, Hogwarts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Harry, oh my God.
Harry Potter.
Thank you.
Yes.
None of those names, I never read the books.
So you kind of look like Dumbledore also.
Dumbledwarf.
Dumblenome?
Dumblenome. There we go. Grumblenome. Greeble. Wasn't it Greeble?
Greeble.
Philip Greebles. Why do I know that fact now? I can't remember Hogwarts or Harry Potter, but I'm like, Philip Greebles. Alnick is where they based Harry Potter on. And we went to the Alnick Garden. And I'll pass the book to you because you're the one who wanted to look at it. And you can see it. But page 30, and this was the Duchess of Northumberland who built this because she thought it would be cool.
That's so cool.
And there's a poison garden.
Yes.
And in a nutshell, they took all of the toxic and dangerous and harmful plants and put them in this. You can't walk in. You've got to line up at that little hut that you see. Like, I knew that guy's name, Hagrid's hut. I liked Hagrid from Harry Potter. Oh, I didn't read
the guy's actual name was Hagrid. Hmm? I was like, that's a coincidence.
But I never liked that. But he always seemed like the cool guy because he lived by himself in the forest and hung out with animals.
Yeah.
Maybe he was a gnome. Hagrid was a gnome.
Hagrid was a gnome.
But anyway, we don't always talk about it, but we frequently mention the healing power of plants, either for health benefits or medicines. You're like, oh, I just found out how good beetroot was, or I found out how healthy carrots were. And we start using them in our diet and whatnot. Or we talk about the mental health, like flowers make you happy or greenery makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
We never really talk about the poison aspect.
No, we don't.
You know, and there are some dangerous, dangerous plants out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since we've been kids, okay? If you're not sure, don't touch it, don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. You're not gonna, as far as I know, and I've studied a fair amount among plants, there's no plant that's gonna kill you from looking at it or smell.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're like, oh, I wanna smell this flower. Oh, that smells really nice. Oh, that doesn't smell so good. You'll be okay. And what about that plant, though? Speaking of smells, now I'm going to totally digress. The rotten flesh flower.
Oh, no. Gross.
Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, it's...
People line up for days because it flowers so rarely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, that's probably something... I don't know. Would you line up for that?
I mean, yeah. I've never experienced it.
Yeah.
Right? So most it's going to be is like, it's not good. Yeah. And then get out of there. But yeah, I would experience it.
I wonder if there's anybody that likes that smell, not of like rotting flesh, but like, you know what I mean? Like likes the, almost as if, you know, people who like cilantro and people who don't like cilantro. Like, I wonder if there's some people who like it.
That's interesting. Cause I've never.
Cause like, why would that flower emit that? I mean, yes, as a defense, but it must also attract something, but it like what pollinator likes that?
Flies.
Ew, that's true. That's so true. Yeah,
it's pollinated by flies, and that's how it attracts them by giving out a horrendous smell.
Yeah.
But again, it shows the egocentricness. Mm-hmm. Like we look at it and we go, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah. But that plant has evolved perfectly for its niche, and there are a number of creatures that are like, it is delicious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. We look at it from our perspective only. Okay. Would I have one in the garden if I could? Probably not.
Yeah, yeah.
But would I go see one? Yeah, I would.
Exactly.
And what about carnivorous plants too?
Oh, those are pretty cool. So like here at the garden center, we always get pitcher plants and those Venus flytraps. Yep. And they are so popular, not only among adults, but also among kids. I actually learned that you're not supposed to put your finger in the Venus flytrap. You're supposed to let it naturally do its thing.
But you know, if you have a Venus flytrap, like say in our climate, what I've heard, and I can't speak to this for being true, but it makes sense, is that if you have a Venus flytrap here in the winter, you're probably not going to have any bugs. Mm-hmm. You can actually drop in little pieces of ground beef.
Really?
Raw ground beef, and it'll eat it.
And it'll be good for you.
Uh-huh. I got to take my beard off.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Cutting into my ears.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Actually, this is actually good because we're moving on to our snacks. And I don't think you can actually eat snacks with a beard.
But I can't leave my hat on.
Yes, exactly. Okay, let's do that.
All right. Oh, right. Trick or treat. You know what would be awesome for trick or treat?
What?
If people give away like seed packages and stuff like that. I think the kids would be like, you suck.
Yeah, that's like, thanks for this pencil.
Yeah, thanks. Or like, wow, a toothbrush? Passive aggressive.
You know, my mom used to put together these little Halloween gift packets, and I wish that people did that more these days, but she used to do this thing. She used to do this thing where she would put like chocolate, candy, a pencil, an eraser, like really fun things into this little Halloween gift packet. And now it's just like, grab two chocolate bars.
Yeah.
You know?
That is awesome. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
I love that.
You know what we used to get in England?
What?
Cash money.
Seriously? Yep.
Trick or treat. There was no candy. You got dollar bills.
Yeah, you know, the only way that we got cash at Halloween was by donation. By donation
UNICEF
to the
boxes.
UNICEF. Yep. Yeah. So I actually really
love
that.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. I think I've seen like some, maybe some, but I think it's just gotten a bit too dangerous, you know? And I understand that. Like,
well, and also now, it's become a lot easier in the world if you want to make a donation.
Yeah, exactly.
Go online, go
just
on your phone.
Just carry your QR code. Just
or like one of those tap pads.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, no, I never saw the UNICEF boxes, pumpkins, but in England we go trick or treating and we'd get money.
That's so wicked.
Yeah.
I know you were also mentioning just before we get into snack of the week, you mentioned to me one time that there was a Halloween tradition where instead of carving pumpkins, you carved turnips. I'm sorry that I'm obsessed with this, but I love that that sentiment because they don't look cutesy. They look scary.
We didn't have pumpkins growing up.
No.
I never saw a pumpkin with my own eyes till I came to North America.
Wow.
Yeah, ever. No, they were around, but they weren't prevalent.
Yeah.
And turnips, you need a lot. My dad used to carve them, not me. It wasn't a kid thing. So, here's the other thing. So you'd have your turnip.
Yeah.
It's about this big. And you'd put a hole and a hole there, and then you would put a string through it and you'd walk around with your turnip.
Yeah.
And you'd show it to people and you'd be like, trick or treat.
Look at my turnip.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, oh, there's some money. And anyway, there was a girl on our block number of years ago, and she was trick-or-treating, and the wind blew, she was dressed as a witch, I believe, and blew her cape into her turnip, and it caught on fire.
Oh my goodness.
And back then there wasn't many safety rules, yeah. And it went up like that. Now, thankfully there was an adult. They took care of it. No problem. She wasn't hurt. She wasn't burned or anything, but she was very scared.
Oh yeah.
Kind of ruined Halloween. She went home. No problem. The next year, her parents, I get it, wouldn't put a candle. A freak accident, but they're like, no more candle in your turnip.
Yeah.
Well, hers was the only turnip that didn't light up. My dad was an electrician, and she was, her name was Leanne, and she was really, really, really sad. So my dad wired up a little light bulb with a battery pack and everything and put it inside her turnip. So her turnip still lit up and she was safe.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to my pops for doing that.
Safety Halloween.
Yeah. But meanwhile, though, we were still allowed candles and ours.
That's as far as it went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you have for your trick-or-treat, Brandy?
Okay, so we brought, Colin brought these. He brought my favorite snack from Bulk Barn. And it's like chocolate-covered popcorn with like a caramel and like Rolo pieces. Oh my gosh, it's like my favorite thing ever. Like, this is all I need for Halloween. And this is so fun to be on camera and actually showing snack of the week.
Snack of the week.
Full
yep.
glory. What about you? What do you have?
I have sour pumpkins.
Yeah, I tried those.
Yeah,
and very sour.
Oh, well.
Very sour.
No, the one I got these. I got these just because they're pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat one in a second. Because once I eat it, I won't be able to talk. See, I'm trading off because I saw you pop some in. So I'm like, be a good podcast. We both go a minute of ASMR into the microphone.
Yep.
What we have here. So if anybody remembers about a month ago, 5 weeks ago, maybe, Brandy brought a wicked snack of the week, and it was Colin the Caterpillar gummies.
How awesome is that?
Well, Brandy now found Colin the Caterpillar Halloween Super Sour. And it says, try me if you dare. I'm sour. And because those other ones were.
They were delicious.
They were like absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out to the Snack Hole here in Calgary. Not sponsored or anything. We totally paid them for this. But I mean, just shout out for having the coolest stuff.
And I don't find these that sour.
No, I don't know. They punch me in the face. I don't even know.
But you find Sour Patch Kids sour.
Yeah, yeah. I need to build up my resistance a little bit because the taste was really good. I think it was just really, really sour.
Guess what I did this week?
What?
I ate a Carolina Reaper.
Oh, God, just as is?
Yep, got it.
Oh. No. Do you have, does your mouth just not feel anything?
I felt that. Yeah. But it actually wasn't, it wasn't as bad as you'd think.
And this is the one that you grew.
Yeah.
So you grew fresh off the vine.
Let it ripen. It was like bright red.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I put it in and I scrunched it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I can feel the heat. It's very hot, but it's not like I'm not reacting too bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that should be okay. And then I swallowed it.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I was like, and your whole body is kind of like, oh, what did you just do?
Yeah, the fire alarms are going off in your brain.
And and it was okay. Doesn't it? It has a flavor. It's not actually a really great flavor.
Yeah,
it's definitely more for the heat. So you know what? Why did I open that like that? Like a big nerd. It's Halloween. Get into the candy, yo. Isn't it funny how you grew up? Like, as a kid, this bag would have just been shredded by now. As an adult, I'm like, hey, would you stick of a little corner?
Oh, yeah. We're always so polite.
Okay. Oh, there's green and black and orange and black.
Seriously?
You have to go first.
Okay, I'm going to do, what color is my hat again?
Green.
Green.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know we were matching with hats.
Oh, no. Costume change. Oh, there we go.
I'll do orange and black. Thank you very much. All right.
Nice save. So, you have to check this out, though. I'm not going to tell you until you notice it. Look at it.
Oh, okay.
Look at it.
I got to take them out.
You see it?
And
it's not a worm. It's like bones. They're like.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even know. I was too busy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Colin the caterpillar bones.
Wow. Ow!
Wow! Settle down, Owen Wilson.
God, I'm gonna cry.
Are they really super sour?
My mouth is tingling like my whole side of my face.
Oh yeah, they've got a woo.
Yeah.
They are definitely more sour than Sour Patch Kids.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm feeling that in my jawline.
I know. Like, you ever get, did you get that tingling feeling that went right up there?
Yeah, right there.
Yes, it went like all the way up to my ear. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to save this for later because.
Inside it looks like it's got guts too.
Yeah, gross.
Oh, we can see that on camera.
Okay, I want to move on because this is. Keep eating your snacks because this is story time. I thought it would be really fun to go on to ChatGPT and ask it to give us a scary story that involved plants. And I gave it a little bit of details. And so here we go. We're going to settle into story time. I kind of wish we had like a dark room and a flashlight. Like, that'd be so much fun.
That would be, I feel like I should be sitting on like the carpet, like crisscross applesauce.
No, just sit there with your candy and enjoy because this is called Garden Gnome's Midnight Mischief. Very.
Oh, look.
What?
Sorry, this one's purple.
Purple? Oh my God. You should just bring all the hats there.
It's more fun because then nobody knows how big of a pile of hats that we've got.
Just like where to call and go to get another hat. Okay, here we go. On a moonlit Halloween night, two friends, Brandy and Colin, found themselves in a peculiar predicament. They had decided to dress as garden gnomes for the evening festivities, complete with pointy hats and white beards.
I'm starting to see where you put some of the prompts in.
Well, we took off the beards, but it still makes sense. They were hosting the spookiest Halloween garden party ever. The garden was adorned with eerie decorations from tombstone markers with humorous plant-related epitaphs like, "Here lies Basil, seasoned to death." Two ghostly topiaries that seemed to move and whisper in the wind. But the highlight of the evening was a sinister-looking pumpkin they called the Gourd of Doom, with a terrifying face carved into it. They had a weed-whacking contest where guests took turns hacking at monstrous-sized weeds with oversized garden shears. Oh, wait. Colin's monster mower was a hit, and Brandy's witchy weed whacker earned her the title of garden ghoul. As the witching hour approached, the atmosphere grew spookier, and strange rustling noises echoed from the adjacent forest. The guests turned to Brandy and Colin, unsure of what to expect, so they decided to investigate. They wandered into the dark forest. Brandy's pointy hat nearly got snagged by a thorny branch, and she exclaimed, "Don't leave me alone in the forest, Colin!" Colin chuckled, "I won't. We'll be just fine." The forest was filled with eerie sounds of rustling leaves and hooting owls. As they ventured deeper, they stumbled upon a clearing adorned with ghostly, luminescent plants and peculiar-looking snacks placed on a garden-themed picnic blanket. The snacks consisted of witches' broomstick pretzels and skeletal celery sticks that glowed eerily in the moonlight. Brandy gasped, "Colin, these snacks look both delicious and frighteningly creative."
What a thing to just gasp.
Colin replied, "It seems we've stumbled upon a spooktacular gnome picnic."
I gotta say, I'm intrigued. You grabbed me in this first chapter. Like, I'm in.
Well, the two friends decided to nibble on the ghostly snacks, and as they enjoyed the eerie ambiance, a strange rustling echoed in the distance. Colin, always curious, whispered, "What was that, Brandy?" Brandy replied, "Probably just a gnome at the wind." I didn't get that.
Just a gnome in the wind.
That was not my prompt, so ChatGPT had some.
He's trying to make like a joke, like "Gone with the Wind."
Oh, maybe.
Gnome
with the Wind.
Okay. Good effort. A for effort, ChatGPT.
But the rustling grew louder and closer, and their gnome costumes seemed to blend in with the eerie forest, making them feel invisible. Suddenly, a group of supernatural creatures emerged from the shadows. They were leafy lurkers, ethereal beings with faces resembling gnarled tree bark. Brandy and Colin exchanged nervous glances, and Brandy whispered, "These leafy lurkers don't seem friendly, Colin."
You really have to work on what you say when you gasp and startle.
I know, I don't sound very scared. Colin, trying to maintain his gnome composure, replied, "We're gnomes, Brandy, defenders of the garden." "Oh, wait, let's twig this out."
Oh my God.
The leafy lurkers approached, their gnarled hands extending toward the gnome duo. Brandy and Colin quickly realized the creatures were offering enchanted garden tools and seeds, adorned with mystical runes. One of the leafy lurkers spoke in a haunting, whispery voice, "Plant these goblin grin seeds in your garden and you shall have a harvest like no other." Brandy and Colin, who couldn't resist a good gardening pun, nodded and accepted the gifts. Colin said, "These seeds are blooming fantastic." I did not put that in. Somehow they knew.
Yeah.
The leafy lurkers nodded in approval, then retreated into the depths of the spooky forest, vanishing like mist. With their newfound treasures in hand, Brandy and Colin made their way back out of the forest. As they exited the eerie woods, they found themselves in the familiar Halloween neighborhood once more. They couldn't help but laugh at their garden gnome costumes as they contemplated the night's events. Colin said, "Brandy, it seems we've had an amazing adventure tonight." Brandy replied with a grin, "Indeed, Colin, we've planted the seeds for a Halloween story we'll never forget." And so the two garden gnomes returned to their Halloween festivities, their spirits as light as the autumn leaves, eager to bring their newfound treasures back to their gardens and share the magical seeds with their fellow gnome friends.
Well, like I said, you got me intrigued right away, but I a couple of follow-up questions.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we or did we not eat the leafy lurker's food?
I mean,
they
I
came
know.
Out the forest and didn't eat it. It doesn't sound like, I mean, which, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating walking through the forest and spotting food and just helping yourself to somebody else's food.
Yep.
There are a number of reasons why that is probably a bad idea. I mean, we literally, like 10 minutes ago, were just saying, if you don't know it, don't eat it.
Yeah. And here we are eating, what is it, skeletal celery?
Yeah, skeletal celery and witch broomstick pretzels. Pretzels do sound delicious, though.
I know, but how did we think that was an amazing snack? It was just pretzels and celery.
That's true.
Like there was no...
If I brought that in for snack of the week, you'd be like, oh, thanks.
Honestly.
I actually really don't like celery either.
No.
See that? There we go, though. That's why. Because it would scare me. Because I don't like celery.
Oh.
Right? Halloween, not everything's meant to be good.
We seem to like it, though.
Have you noticed, and I do have another follow-up question. Have you noticed, though, that Halloween, maybe it's just coming from England and coming here and whatnot. But over the years, Halloween seemed to transition away from being like scary to being fun and playful.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And I don't, is that just so that it's more inclusive, so that it's not bad for kids? Like, yeah. I don't really know why that is, because mm-hmm. Halloween's meant to be scary.
Yeah. It's funny because a lot of folks will even like do their trick or treating inside the mall or something where it's like, it's covered, it's warm, it's less scary, it's during the day, like whatever the case may be. So I don't know. It's interesting. You're definitely right. Like Halloween has gone through a sort of change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I remember last year handing out the candy and I saw a lot, like significantly more fun and cute costumes mm-hmm. than I did. Like there were way more like baby Yodas, mm-hmm. unicorns, teddy bears, Mario themed stuff than there was like zombies and Draculas and whatnot. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Which fantastic. I mean, if the kid wants to dress up and they're like, oh, I want to be a unicorn. You're like, you're going as a vampire. Are you scared of vampire unicorn? Zombie unicorn.
You know what my favorite baby costume was? A chicken. They are so cute. I can't.
Okay. But my other follow-up question is it said they handed us enchanted seeds and plants.
Yeah.
Tools.
Mm-hmm. No, it was seeds. Was it Tools?
I think there was Tools in there too. Mm-hmm. Because immediately my brain went to like my nerd D&D brain. And I was like, oh my God, do I have like pruners of self-pruning? Where you just throw them in the garden and they go chop, 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 chop and do it all for you. Or like what I would love, my monster mower, mm-hmm. monster mower of self-propelling.
You know, I just found it so funny that they gave you... the Halloween activity of monster mower and you hate mowing the lawn. And that was not even orchestrated by me.
It was funny because I was like, I can tell that that's a prompt.
Yeah. No, it was not. I didn't even put anything about that. Like they just were like, they must know you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You put enough like, oh, that Colin.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Or maybe it means I use that mower to mow down monsters.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then goblin seeds. Yeah. Did you know that there is a goblin flower?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You Google it. You've seen it before on Nose Hill.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's a blanket flower. There you go. Those are so gorgeous. I didn't know that was called the goblin.
Yeah. But one of the common, and that's the thing is it's a common name. So it may be called different things. Cause yeah. I believe, and it might be a different variety. It might be a different flower altogether.
Yeah.
But I have also heard of somebody referring to it. And I believe it was the same one, but don't hold me to that. That's why we don't really deal with common names so much as the Hobbit flower.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep. But again, goblins, scary little evil goblins. Hey, I'm coming to get you. Ah.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. Yeah. Blue Hobbit Sea Holly.
Yep.
That one.
Maybe. Yeah. And then hobbits though. Hobbits aren't scary.
No.
Like hobbits walk around with their bare feet and have like two breakfasts and yeah. stuff like that. Goblins are scary.
Oh, we should have been hobbits.
Yeah, and then we could have done it in the morning. Yeah, that's true.
You love gardening.
Maybe I'm a hobbit. No, hobbits are very social, aren't they?
Yeah. They really are.
Yeah. Well, no, Bilbo, he wasn't exactly social.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Bilbo was a bit of a jerk.
He knew everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and everybody knew him.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but yeah, you brought up tools. And I, in lieu of the question of the week this week, I want to bring up my hypothetical question of the week. Okay, so this is my hypothetical question of the week. Colin, during a zombie apocalypse, you find yourself in a garden center. What tool would become your weapon of choice and why?
You know, all the theoreticals you have with people about end of the world scenario, zombie scenario and whatnot. And you always talk about, well, where would you go? Would you get groceries first? Or would you go to like a camping supply? Or would you go get weapons? Like what would you do? Never once has it been like, well, the first stop would be the garden center. So I can genuinely say I have never, ever contemplated that. Which garden tool?
Yeah. Cause like, here's the thing. You got to think about reach.
Yeah.
You have to think about like usability, like if it's light.
I'd probably go with the garden edger.
Wait, what's the edger again?
It comes down and it's got the half moon at the bottom, blade.
Yeah.
It's lightweight. It's normally a D handle, so it's only that big, so it gives you extended reach.
Yep.
You could use it one-handed or two-handed, and it could also be slicing or pummeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd probably go with the garden edger.
Oh, okay. I totally thought that you were going to go with pruners. I would probably go with pruners because like you can use them in so many different ways. Like you just fit in your little holster.
But you don't get the reach.
Well, no.
I don't want like to get close to a zombie.
Nice up and close.
I like to get nice up and close to kill the zombies, startled Brandy. Now I'm going to reference everything as that ChatGPT story.
Gasp Brandy.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Helpful Gardeners podcast. You know, a lot of the time we're here to help you out and to educate and everything about gardening, but we're just two friends that love to have some fun, and being garden gnomes with you has been really fun.
I couldn't have asked for anything better, Nimble Clover the Lucky.
Thank you. I forget your name. One second. Feathercloak the Loyal.
Yeah, see, I remember your name because I'm loyal. Okay, that's how that works. I am loyal to the bit, and I'm like, oh, I will memorize this name.
Yeah, and I'm lucky I wrote it down.
God. Nailed it. If you want, I can send you that gnome name generator.
That would be great. I think all of our listeners should find out what their garden gnome name is.
Do you ever do one of those things and you're always like, man, I wish I'd been born in October.
Sometimes I'm just like, I wish I wasn't born in July and I wasn't like the cancer crab because I'm very emotional.
So you know? Just say you'd been born in October, you would have of course be, or if you went by your non-married name.
Yeah.
You'd be Nimble Cloak, the Pleasant.
Do I want to be Pleasant? Wait, what are the other ones?
The Brave, the Loyal, the Spry.
The Spry.
That's Jenny. So Jenny would be...
Oh, no.
Bugle Drop the Spry. See, now I'm jealous of that name. That's a better name than mine. There's also the Playful, the Sweet, the Stout, the Lucky, the Sour, the Whimsical, the Pleasant, the Rowdy, and the Wise.
Wow.
So
that's funny.
So you guys are the Nimble Clovers.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Helpful Gardeners Podcast. And if you tuned into the video portion, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to try and do this a little bit later on in the year. We're going to figure out some stuff with the video side, see how it goes, see how you like it. Feel free to give us your feedback. We have our social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can email us info@goldenacre.ca. We also have our SpeakPipe app, which you can go on our website, goldenacre.ca, and on the podcast page, send us an anonymous voice note. Yep. We'll feature you on the show. And we'll just visit with you again next weekend.
And also, I want to bring it up because it happened to you with your colleague there. Stop us in person.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Come into the store. Say hi.
If you see Brand or I walking around in the store or elsewhere, by all means, like, stop us and be like, oh, my God, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And we're not going to answer it there and then. We're going to make you wait until the next episode. Be like, I really need some help with my garden. Be like, you'll find out on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like, my plants are dying. Sunday. Obviously, we would answer it for you then.
I love it. I love it. Well, we'll catch you next weekend.
Okay, bye, everyone.